Good evening, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for giving me 5 minutes. It might go on a bit longer than 5 minutes, in all fairness, to chat to you about something which I'm very excited about, because it finally gives small and medium-sized business owners something that they can actually work with that isn't a bright and shiny new thing. What I want to talk to you about today is some ideas and concepts that have been around forever and a day. There isn't anything new I'm going to be talking to you about. What is new is the fact that the packaging, the way we've put this together, and the tools we've able to supply you with makes this a very, very, very powerful bit of kit to have within your business. And as you know full well, you know, depending on who you speak to, people will be talking about social, they'll be talking about the web, they'll be talking about pay-per-click marketing, they'll be talking about direct mail, they'll be talking about all the other methods that you can use to market your business skills, including video. That's also got to go in there. And the big problem I have with that, working with small and medium-sized businesses, and I'm not a marketer by trade, that isn't what I do. I work a lot on process, but this whole thing about marketing is a process. It's one part of the process. So what I've created here, and what I've had coded and put together, is a series of tools that combined give you a very, very powerful process to use in your small business. So let me rattle through this very quickly. This isn't a sales pitch. I don't want to sort of start saying to you this is something that you need to be looking at or need to be doing immediately, but it's something that you do need to be considering very, very carefully as you move forward, if you've got any chance of competing with some of the big boys out in the marketplace. So what's this about? The first thing is loyalty schemes. Loyalty schemes are big business. You can't go anywhere nowadays, any of the retail stores, without getting, you know, an offer of some form of loyalty card, club card. And you know, Tesco's and Costa and Sainsbury's have been very good at marketing these over recent years. And in all fairness, they are a marketing tool. That's what they was originally put in place to do. You get a discount or a bit of value add at the beginning of a purchase, and you also get some form of ongoing support and treatment or discount on the products you buy. More importantly, it gives the business that's offering the loyalty scheme access to your data, and that's then used to flog you more stuff. And so that's what loyalty schemes are for. Some customers have gotten onto it, others still think it's great. It really depends on your perception. But what happens is, by offering a loyalty scheme, you actually get access to your client's personal and confidential detail, which means you can market to them on an ongoing basis, and you have their permission to do so. So if we look at the trident having three parts to it, and the bit in the middle is the spear, effectively, and at the bottom of the spear, you know, the chunky, heavy end is this loyalty scheme software, which brings direct mail, it brings email, and it brings SMS marketing as the three tools to the combine the loyalty scheme together to make it very, very powerful. And that means that you can send out, you know, one email or 20,000 emails every day if you want. It means you can send out one SMS or 20,000 SMSs an hour or a day if you want. It also means that you can send direct mail letters, postcards, Christmas cards, birthday messages, all from the system, if that's what you want to do. So that's the big long pole that goes up the middle of this weapon we've got. And as you know, the trident has got, you know, three prongs on the top. It's a three-pronged fork, effectively. And at the middle prong, we have what I call the business matrix, which also is trademarked. And the business matrix is a process that sits in your business that tells you what you need to be doing next. It tells you who you need to be chasing next, what you need to be going after. And I don't have detail to run through that today, but I'm more than happy to. Just give me a call or contact me, and I'll walk you through exactly what the business matrix is, because it's a very, very powerful tool to get your business growing. And more importantly, if you soak up some of the things that I recommend you do with the business matrix, it will actually ensure that you've got enough cash washing around in the system to be able to do the other two things on either side of the trident. And so I am excited about this. I am so very excited about this, because whilst this is a bright, shiny new thing, it combines solid principles of business processing that into something that just makes so much sense. And so on the outside of the trident, we have on the left hand side of it, or the right hand side from where you're sitting, we have your website, and that sits at the top of your social media activity, your online video, your pay-per-click marketing, your Facebook marketing, all the other bits and pieces that you'll do online. Okay, that sits on one side of the trident. Bear in mind, in the middle we've got the business matrix, and we have the loyalty scheme forming the pole of the trident. And on the opposite side to your website stuff, we have your offline marketing, which includes all of your direct mail, which includes video marketing using DVDs, it uses MP3 downloads, it uses public relations, it uses printed copy, brochures, pamphlets. And so within the system, within the Trident system, you have every part to allow you to market to individuals within your customer bank or your customer list, your client bank or your customer list. And so we can also cross over, because they are all connected via the loyalty scheme and via the rest of the Trident. It is possible for us to be able to get people that are used to using an offline service to online, and those from using offline using online to offline. And what that gives you a very, very powerful set of mediums to use in order to drive business. So for example, you could be saying to your 50-something clients or your 60-something clients, in order to get this free report we've written about estate planning, for example, if that's what you do for a living, you're a solicitor or a will writer, go to the website onto this particular page and enter your details, and we'll get the report posted out to you. Or if you like, you could give them a free phone number, or you could say, send an email to, free report at acmewillwriters.com, and we'll get the report emailed out to you or posted out to you as soon as possible. And so you can cross over these two bases. I think the important thing to remember is that what happens in the real world of client communications, small business owners say, well, okay, I'm going to do a mail shot, or I'm going to do an email shot, or I'm going to use SMS marketing. And the big thing about that is, without segmenting your client bank, it's doomed to failure, because there are conversations going on in your customers' heads that you need to be entering. Customers don't buy on needs, they buy on wants, they buy emotion, they buy on an emotional level. So for example, if you're an estate planner, let's go back to this estate planning situation again. If you're looking at, trying to ensure that the council doesn't take, your house in the event of you needing, nursing home care, which is certainly feasible, then what you're able to do is you're able to, wrap up some of your planning so that, some of the house is effectively outside of your estate. Great. But they're not buying the trust. They're not buying, a new will. They're buying the glow that they actually, making sure they're passing down more of their estate to their children. That's what they're buying. And so that's what they want to happen. They need a trust. They want to make sure their children are well protected. And the same applies to, a hair salon or a nail bar or an accountant. I don't want an accountant necessarily. I don't want an accountant, but I don't want the revenue on my neck. I don't want the revenue knocking on my door at some stage in the future with queries. I want to be able to say, the accountant deals with that. I don't want to understand tax planning and tax law. I've no interest in that. And so what I need is an accountant. What I want is the revenue off my neck. And so these systems give you an opportunity to test those theories, to test those wants, to uncover those wants by asking simple questions, surveys, and by building relationships with your customers. And this is what this project originally started out. This Trident system originally appeared because I wanted business owners to be able to do all of these things on an automated basis, but to be able to ensure that you could have that conversation, you could build that relationship using as many mediums as possible. Now, you're going to look at this and say to yourself, well, you know, it's not for me, which is fine. But I can absolutely assure you this. The world is becoming a more competitive place. You need to be doing things very, very differently to the way you have been doing them if you're going to survive. And this brings together some things that are really right out there, cutting-edge software, cutting-edge packages, but it combines it with the tried and tested stuff that will absolutely deliver for you and has been proven to work. You know, if we look at, you know, the 80-20 rule, which Pareto gave us, you know, all those years ago, Pareto tells us that, you know, 80% of your business is going to be coming from 20% of your marketing activities. And I can absolutely highlight for you, not just the 20% within the 100%, but I can highlight for you, you know, the 20% within the 20%, and then the 20% within that, to give you uber fired up buyers. And if we look at, I think it's interesting to look at that, because I think it's vitally important. If you sell a £100 product, within your client bank, there are customers that are going to be, that it will be prepared to pay £110, £120, £130 for it. You have clients that might be happy to pay £200 for that £100 product. And until you've tested things, until you've asked the questions, you don't know. And these systems allow you, this Trident system allows you to start to test those things, to start to fine-tune your message, to fine-tune the dialogue, both in terms of the words you use and the medium. Anyway, the Trident system is available now. I'm more than happy to have a conversation with some of you afterwards, or you can contact me via the office. My details are up on screen now. Meanwhile, of course, if you're looking to get some traction, to get some growth for your business, then this is probably the most powerful tool you can have in your armoury at the moment. Thank you very much. My name is Richard Smith, and you can contact me on the site at www.therichardsmith.com. Thanks very much.